Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Destiny Salter, founder of The Book Clinic. Destiny has developed a new framework that helps authors write a powerful novel the better, faster, simpler way. And Destiny worked at some of the top literary agencies in New York City and has analyzed and learned from many New York Times bestselling writers. Destiny, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Sure. Well, if someone isn't familiar with the idea of a book coach or freelance editor, can you just walk us through how you work with writers?
Absolutely. So a lot of writers come to me with completed manuscripts, and my job is to help them take what might be an underwhelming manuscript or a weak manuscript and make it as strong as possible to give them their absolute best shot, typically at traditional publication. So I work with authors, I leave commentary throughout their entire manuscript, I write them a detailed editorial letter, and I also provide coaching calls throughout the entire process while they're revising the book to hold their hand basically through it so that whenever they meet any writing roadblocks or have any questions or need clarity, I can be that person to provide that for them.
And I'm curious, what do you see? You mentioned kind of weaknesses in a manuscript that someone works with you on. And I'm curious, do you see common weaknesses across some of the manuscripts that you work on or novels?
Absolutely. I would say one of the top problems I see, and a lot of people don't even realize they have this problem. They'll just say, I'm getting stuck in my manuscript, or I don't know where my story is heading. I've gotten lost somewhere in the story. But the number one most common problem I see is people who do not develop their characters enough, authors who lack character development. And when you have this issue, a lot of authors think that they know like their character's appearance, and maybe a little bit of their backstory that they're set, and they can just start the manuscript and ready to go. And you can do that, but you're going to run into a lot of roadblocks and problems down the line. The first thing I help people do when I'm editing a manuscript or coaching somebody is I help them figure out their character's psychology and design their character from the inside out, focusing on their core values, their core fear, and their core motivation. And from there, we build them out, figure out what drives them. And from that point forward, the writing process becomes so much easier down the road.
Well, on that note, I understand that you have a free character creation guide to offer listeners. Can you tell us about how someone can get that guide if they are interested in learning how to create great characters?
Absolutely. So you can go to promo.bookclinicnyc.com/playbook. That's promo.bookclinicnyc.com/playbook. You'll be able to download it from there. It's really like it can help you create really fantastic, compelling characters in 15 minutes or less. It's a very unique process. And so far, everyone who's used it has seen pretty amazing results very quickly using that playbook. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
That's great. And I will include that link in the show notes as well. So I'm wondering, Destiny, can you tell us about your background in book publishing and editing before you started your book coaching, The Book Clinic?
Absolutely. So I started out really getting like studying storytelling as much as I possibly could when I was in college. I had the honor of being accepted into Princeton's exclusive creative writing program, where they paired me with some New York Times bestselling authors that really helped me bring my fiction to an entire new level. Then after college, I started working in the publishing industry at some of the top literary agencies in New York City, such as HC Literary and Sterling Lord Literistic. And there I was the person going through the slush desk, figuring out which manuscripts were going to be rejected and which ones the agents were actually going to look at. I edited manuscripts, and I really, really enjoyed the work. But working in a literary agency, you have to do other stuff other than just working on the manuscript. You have to write back cover blurbs and this other work that I didn't find as satisfying. And so I decided to branch out on my own and start my own writing coaching company, because what I really enjoyed about that job the most was working one-on-one with authors, helping them improve their manuscripts.
That's great. And what kinds of book projects are you specifically looking for or that excites you to work on?
I work on pretty much the majority of genres, fiction genres. I unfortunately do not work on nonfiction. But as far as fiction, my favorite genres to work on absolutely are fantasy and thrillers/mysteries. Those are my favorite genres, and so that I like to read pretty much. So those are my favorite genres to edit as well. But I do accept pretty much all fiction genres, just not picture books, nonfiction, or poetry.
That's great. And I'm curious, are you working on your own novel?
Absolutely. Right now, I'm actually working on a romance novel. It's a sequel to one that is currently going through the traditional publication process. And I'm really excited. I'm using my framework for it. And my last book, I was able to knock out in about 45 days. So this one has been flowing very smoothly, very similarly to the last process. The framework really takes all the headache and the frustration out of it. And I can just pump out maybe 20 pages to 10,000 words a day.
That's great. Well, you mentioned characterization. I'm curious, are there other common writing mistakes that you see with aspiring writers and novelists?
Yes. I would say another big one is long info dumps. So essentially, when the writer wants to get something, some really important, usually like world building or character information across to the reader, and they just have these long paragraphs, these long blocks of text describing whatever it is that the reader needs to know. And unfortunately, what this causes is for the reader to become disinterested in the manuscript because you've taken them out of the story for a long period of time in order to go on something that they probably don't see the importance of, that seems tangential to them. And so that's something that I also help writers with, is to figure out how to incorporate that information that you're including in the info dump, but break it up into smaller pieces and do it in a way so that the reader doesn't even realize that they're consuming really important information. They're just so sucked into the story that they don't even realize what you're doing kind of behind the scenes.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels, and maybe they're not ready to submit them to you or to a publisher? What writing advice would you offer?
I would tell them the number one thing that you can do to improve your writing quality and also improve your chances of breaking into traditional publishing is to study your craft. There are some fantastic writing craft books out there, and both ones for screenwriters and ones for fiction writers you can use and learn from and glean from and apply to your own story. So I'm a big fan of John Truby and Robert McKee. I'm also a big fan of John York and K.M. Wylin. If you read pretty much anything by those four authors, read their books, consume them, study them, and apply it to your own manuscripts. And I promise that you will level up in your writing so much faster than if you just practice alone. You need both study and practice in order to really stand ahead of the pack.
That's great. I'm sure you don't want to favor any specific clients, but are there clients that you can talk about publicly that you've worked on that you're excited to see their manuscripts getting published?
Well, one of my first clients was Kevin Van Wy, and I was really excited when I worked on his manuscript, and I was really excited when I saw his success. His books have 1,000+ 5-star reviews on Amazon. He's a certified bestseller. So I was really proud to see how far he's gone. Some of my clients just got their agents, so they're kind of just starting to that traditional publication process. But I'm really excited. Their books were really fantastic. I knew that they were going to make it. I'm really excited to see them flourish and to see those debut novels. I can't wait to cheer them on.
That's great. And I'm curious what books, not necessarily projects that you're working on with your book coaching, but what books have you read recently that you enjoyed and are excited about?
Oh, that is a great question. Let me see. Oh, I absolutely adored The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. It's not a new release. It was released a few years ago, but it is some of the most gorgeous, tight writing I've ever seen in my life. I read that book literally two or three times, back to back, because it was just that good. I absolutely love when I come across a book where the whole world melts away and it's just you and the story. And you're completely sucked in and you don't even realize that you maybe have been reading for 4 hours until you look up at the clock. And that was that book for me. I would say that's my favorite book I've read recently.
That's great. Well, if someone listening is intrigued by the work that you offer writers, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Best way to reach out is to go through my application system, which you can apply at promo.bookclinicnyc.com/apply. That's promo.bookclinicnyc.com/apply. There, I can figure out the best way to possibly help you. I will reach out to you. We can figure out if we're a good fit to work together and see if I can pair you with the right solution for your specific problems.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Destiny Salter, founder of the Book Clinic. You can find more info at www.bookclinicnyc.com. And Destiny, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.